Continues from the sugya of yesterday with the small, explaining the mission of the small chatzar that opens up into the large chatzar. The truth is that the explanation of the mission with the small chatzar and the large chatzar makes more sense if a lechi, which is only near Be'achutz for Shabbim Mifnim, is not a lechi. Why? Because if that's the case, then the mission doesn't have to be qualified in so many ways. We said the mission is discussing where the small chatzar's walls protrude into the large chatzar, the small chatzar is not centered in the large chatzar. If we say that Shavim Mifnim is not a lechi, then we can say that the small chatzar's walls do not protrude into the large chatzar, and the small chatzar is centered. We can simply say that the Mishnah follows Rebbe, who says that the chatzar needs two lechis in order to carry inside. And Rebbe himself also follows Rabbi Yosi, who says that the lechi must be a minimum of three tvachim wide. That's why the Mishnah says that the large chatzar must be an amma larger than the small chatzar. Not because it makes a difference for the small chatzar, because the small chatzar is anyway also to carry in. Because the lechi, which is only visible on the outside, is not a valid lechi. Rather, the reason why it's 10 and 11 is because that's the only way that the large chatzar will have lechis that are at least three tefachim wide each, and that's the only way we can have a case where it's mutter to carry in the large chatzar but also to carry in the small chatzar. However, if we say that Rebbe doesn't hold like Rabbi Yosef, and then we need to qualify the mission like we said originally in the last daf, then there's no reason to say that the large chatzar needs to be an amma larger than the small chatzar. To make the large chatzar mutter, we can have lechis that are tefach each, and to make the small chatzar aser, the difference can be a lot more than one amma as well. Mar says, from here we have a proof that the Mishnah holds that a lechi, which is only near Mivachutz, v'shabim v'fnim, is taka not a valid lechi. Rabbi Yosef says, I actually didn't hear this psak of Rahuna that a lechi, which is only near Mivachutz, is a valid lechi. Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, no, you actually did tell us a psak of Rahuna, and with regard to the following, because Rabbi Bar Abba, in the name of Rav Huna, said, if a lechi is attached to the wall of a movi in a way that it's simply an extension of the wall and protrudes into Rishus HaRabim, it's like this. If it's less than 4 amas, it's considered to be a good lechi, and you're allowed to carry in the movi up until the inside edge of that lechi. If it's more than 4 amas, it loses the status of a lechi, it's considered a movi wall, and you're not allowed to carry in the entire movi until a valid lechi is put in place. Abaye told Rabbi Yosef, if you told us, we can learn 3 things from the statement of Rav Huna. You said, number 1, from the fact that you can only carry up to the inner edge of the lechi, we see that you're not allowed to carry opposite the width of a lechi. Number 2, we see that the minimum measurement of a movi is 4 amas. Number 3, we see that a lechi, which is only visible from the outside, is considered to be a lechi. Where Paskin said a lechi, which is only near Be'achutz, Ve'ena, and V'shava Mi'ufnim, is considered to be a good lechi. Mishnah said, V'harochav Me'esa Yemayit. Baya said, a Brisa says, if an entrance is wider than 10 amas, it has to be made smaller, but Rabbi Yehuda says it does not need to be made smaller. According to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide could the entrance be? So Rabbi Chai thought to say in front of Rabbi Yosef that it can be up to 13 and one-third amas wide, based on the Kabbalah Chaimer from the case of a well in Rishus HaRabim. Well, over there, a well 10 tefachim deep is Rishus HaYochid, and therefore you can't draw water from it into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Rabbanon were making allowed you to place corner boards, just little pieces on the corners, 13 and one-third amas apart, and that way create a halachic wall. You'd be allowed to draw water from within the well to outside the well within this enclosure. So if in the case of the well where there's more open space than wall, still the Rabbanon allowed an opening of 13 and a third amas, and certainly in the case of a movi, which is closed on 3 sides, the Rabbanon should allow the 4th side to have an opening of 13 and a third amas. Or I said, maybe a movi's wall could be even wider because it has 3 physical walls. You could also say the other way, maybe we're only makel over there in the case of a well, because we're makel to allow to drawing water, but in the case of a movi, maybe we're not makel, maybe 10 amas is the maximum. Levi told a Bryce that said if a movi entrance is 20 amas wide, you can just stick a pole at the midpoint, thereby making 2 entrances of 10 amas each, and that's enough. Levi said, we don't pass like this, Bryce. What can you do to decrease the width of an opening? Well, the name Levi says you can take a board that's 10 tefachim high and 4 amas long, and you can place it at the midpoint of the entrance with the length parallel to the 2 movi walls on the side. A wall this size makes the area on either side of it into a separate movi, and therefore it's good. Another answer, what you can do is similar to what Yehuda suggests to be done for an entrance that is 15 amas wide. What you can do is you can take a board that's 3 amas wide and put it 2 amas away from the side wall. It results in there being 2 amas of empty space, 3 amas of a wall, and in effect it closes up the 5 amas and leaves the remaining 10 amas open, which is allowed. For a case where the entrance is 20 amas, you take a board of 6 amas and put it 4 amas away from the side wall, and it will become mutter like that. Why didn't Yehuda suggest that you place a board of an amma and a half wide next to the movi wall, leave a space of 2 amas, and put another 1.5 amma board, and in that 5 amma section, which is 1.5 plus 2 plus 1.5, there is more wall than empty space and should be effective. It must be that this wouldn't be effective because the empty space is more than each board individually, and because you have empty space on both sides of the board, because it makes a bottle. So maybe that's what you would say. Mar says, no, it could be that when the walled areas together are more than the empty space, really it is effective, even when each piece of the wall is less than the empty space. The case is different because on each side of the wall is a larger space than the wall, and that's why it's not effective. But Stam, if it wasn't on each side, then maybe it wouldn't become bottle. Why don't Behuda suggest that you place a board that's an amma wide next to the mavi wall, leave a space of an amma, then put another board of an amma wide, leaving a space of an amma, then another board of an amma wide. In this way, the empty spaces are not larger than the boards. It must be that the empty space is equal in size to the board is also not good enough. The Gemara says, no, typically it would be enough. The problem is that the last board has 10 ammas of empty space next to it on the other side. And the amma of empty space on, the last board has 10 ammas on one side empty space and one amma on the other side empty space. And therefore, together they come and mavatal that last board. Why don't you suggest that you leave an amma of space next to the movie wall, then put an amma, the board of 1.5 ammas, leave another space of an amma and place another board of 1.5 ammas. In this way, the board is larger than the space next to it. Mercy, you could have said this, but it's more complicated than just putting one board of 3 ammas, so you gave the easier suggestion. Why aren't we concerned that people will use a small 2-amma entranceway and stop using the large 10-amma entranceway? And that will be because then small entranceway doesn't have a lechi. So Rav Adar Bar Masna said, we're not afraid of that because people don't use a smaller entranceway when there's an option of a larger entranceway. We see that Rav Ami and Rav Asi were concerned for this possibility earlier on. Then in their case, using the smaller entranceway made a shortcut. That's why in that case you have to be afraid. Over here, it's no shortcut, and therefore you're going to always use the larger one. Mishnah says that a portable commode made of 2 straps and a space in between them combines to reach the minimum of a tefach to act as an oil over a mace. How big can the space in the middle be with it still being able to combine to the size of a tefach? Rav Dimi says the 2 straps can be 2 finger widths each, and the space in the middle can be 2 finger widths. Ravin says each strap can be 1.5 finger width, and the space can be 1 finger width. Abaye asked Rav Dimi, do you argue with Ravin? Rav Dimi said, we don't argue, we just refer to different size fingers. Abaye said, of course you argue, because you said the empty space can be larger than the straps, and Ravin said the empty space can't be larger than the straps. Rav Dimi said, we don't argue about that. If anything, we argue about whether the space can be the same size as the straps surrounding around it. I, Rav Dimi, say that it can be the same size. Ravin says it must be smaller.